Listen closely, and you never know what you'll hear. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Kim Haynes-Eitzen, a professor of Near Eastern Studies at Cornell University, is studying and analyzing acoustic soundscapes.
As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, and as our pristine acoustic landscapes vanish at an increasingly rapid pace, it seems only appropriate to consider the rich and reciprocal relationship humans share with the landscapes they inhabit. New advances in the humanistic fields of sound studies, environmental history, and the philosophy of emotion, along with the interdisciplinary techniques and methods of bioacoustics, provide insights into ancient religious texts, ideology, and practice. My work focuses on desert monasticism in late ancient Egypt and Palestine. Take, for example, the life of Anthony, written in the 4th century by Athanasius, the bishop of Alexandria. The story presents Anthony as a hermit leaving the city to find quiet solitude in the Egyptian desert, but tensions mount as he encounters a cacophonous landscape. Demons hiss at him like snakes. They roar like lions, crash like thunder. Such acoustic encounters betray the fraught landscape of the desert itself as a terrifying place of danger, and also a landscape fit for spiritual revelation and purification. This story and the sayings and lives of other desert monks have much to tell us about the sonic environment if we listen carefully. In the darkness of the desert, sounds can be as familiar as a gentle wind or as strange as howling sands and crashing rocks. Modern ambient recordings of desert landscapes evoke the acoustic worlds of these texts, and they suggest that the lives of monks in late antiquity were intimately shaped by an experience of dynamic soundscapes. Thus, research into acoustic landscapes gives us an entirely new way of understanding ancient texts and the imaginations that inspired them, and give us yet another reason to preserve and care for wilderness soundscapes.
That was Kim Haynes-Eitzen of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.